Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Econ 91.9, KDLL's weekly look at what powers the Kenai Peninsula and what greases the wheels of commerce. I'm Jay Barrett. This week, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce has been touting his plan to cover the borough's $4-plus million deficit this year with no new taxes. But a part of that plan means asking for administrative fees from the borough's service areas. KDLL's Shailen Cochran has more.
So the borough actually used to charge what amounts to an administrative fee for service areas like the North Peninsula Recreation Area or the Anchor Point Fire Area, but it hasn't for a while. Now Mayor Charlie Pierce thinks that's a piece of the budget gap-filling pie.
Back when we had in 16, when we had $20 million plus in fund balance, there was decisions made related to this expenditure to waive the fee. We're looking for revenue to pay the bills, to pay for services. And so what we're implementing, we're hoping for the approval to implement a 2.5% fee. In prior budgets, this was 6%. We had charged as much as 6%.
But service area boards haven't had much time to figure out what it will mean for their budgets. That's what Carrie Ann Baker, chair of the South Peninsula Hospital Board, said at a recent assembly meeting.
And again, my board is not necessarily opposed to this proposal. We just want to understand it. We want a little bit better process.
She said the first she'd heard about the plan was via Facebook. The memo from the mayor's office doesn't indicate how much money the fees would return to the borough's general fund. And in another interview, Pierce said it shouldn't be thought of as a tax, though in the case of the Funny River Fire service area, mill rate adjustments are being made to provide more money in order to decrease response times there. The Assembly will vote on the proposal at its March 6th meeting. For Econ 91.9, I'm Shailen Cochran.
We all know the oil field and salmon make the central Kenai Peninsula go round, but what else is there? Coffee stands, healthcare, baseball, and look, coming up quick on the outside, it's cannabis. On our new weekly report, Econ 91.9, we'll talk to the people who keep the Kenai humming. Tune in to the 5-Minute Report every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. here on KDLL 91.9 FM. The country's oldest LNG export terminal no longer has a license to do business. The LNG export facility in Nikiski was sold last month by ConocoPhillips to Endeavor, formerly Tesoro, and its new owners have let its federal export license expire. Exports, however, were already sporadic. Conoco had let its own license lapse about 8 years ago after international contracts had run their course. The Cook Inlet oil and gas boom that picked up in 2011 and 12 provided some incentive to renew the license, though exports never really followed in kind. In an email, Endeavor spokesman Destin Singleton said the company bought the LNG facility to, quote, strengthen our integrated value chain by optimizing our operations in Kenai and providing low-cost fuel for our refinery, unquote. And they're in the early stages of figuring out plans for the nearly 50-year-old facility. Finally this week, a number, actually a fraction of a number, 0.27%. That is how much more Homer Electric Cooperative has been charging us for electricity since January 1st. The increase was requested by the co-op from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and increases the cost of power adjustment, or COPA, from 6.81 cents per kilowatt hour to 7.08 cents per kilowatt hour. The COPA makes up for the cost of fuel Homer Electric has to purchase to generate electricity and is adjusted on a quarterly basis. So how much will 27 parts of one penny affect you? HEA says that the new rate will mean an increase of $1.51 for an average member using 550 kilowatt hours a month. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. For KDLL's Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.